Anthropic told potential investors it sees more than a $30 trillion total addressable market for its AI products. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 26, 2026. That number landed like a headline because it compresses a whole investment thesis into a single, very large claim. Flock Safety's license plate readers are now in more towns, and the rollout is provoking actual pushback. The company's CEO has publicly claimed major homicide-solving results in places like Atlanta, while the Electronic Frontier Foundation and local reporters have documented dozens of misuse cases and warrant-free searches. City councils from suburbs to small towns are canceling contracts or ordering audits, and people have literally been covering cameras with trash bags. Watch for more local votes and court challenges, because these devices create searchable movement logs that can be retained and shared across agencies. If you are tempted to buy short-dated NVIDIA's options for earnings, the Wall Street Bets community is loud and unanimous. Don't. The options market is pricing an expected one-day move in the stock of roughly 6-7%, which means implied volatility is already expensive, and a small miss or a volatility collapse after the print can erase a lot of premium very fast. If you trade options, consider defined risk spreads or waiting until after the report.
There's fresh chatter about Nike as a legacy brand stress test. The company has reported mixed results, cited falling digital sales and China weakness, and CEO Elliott Hill has said management expects to see improvement by spring 2027. Those are concrete milestones to watch. For investors, the story is a reminder that even household names are vulnerable to shifting consumer tastes and trade cost pressures, and you should watch same-store sales, digital reactivation rates, and China channel data before calling a durable turnaround. Anthropic's $30 trillion pitch is not just bold, it's a market signal about how companies are packaging AI opportunity and asking public investors to price that future today. The figure itself appeared in reporting about preparations for a public offering. The Wall Street Journal summarized the number, and other outlets compared it to rival mega project estimates. For scale, some coverage noted the comparison to SpaceX's own headline-grabbing TAM estimates. But here's the core. A total addressable market is a theoretical ceiling, not a revenue forecast. And the arithmetic behind a TAM can be stretched by counting every possible dollar across adjacent industries. Investors in the tech sector have seen this movie. Big TAMs that imply dominance, followed by years of chasing hard-to-capture enterprise revenue.
What should make a careful investor lean forward is the way enterprise AI deals translate into accounting and cash. Several analysts pointed out that headline ARR, or contract value, often hides multi-year structures, revenue recognition rules, and services or credit incentives that compress reported growth into front-loaded PR-friendly numbers. On the other side of the ledger are real costs: infrastructure, specialized chips, power and cooling, and the human cost of fine-tuning and securing models. If you accept the $30 trillion framing at face value, you still need to ask which slice of that market is realistically addressable in the next 3 to 5 years and at what margins. Watch the signals that actually matter. Average deal size, percent of recurring versus professional services revenue, customer concentration, and the ratio of gross margin after compute and data costs. Those are the levers that separate a credible scale story from marketing arithmetic.
Reddit's investing communities noticed the theater. The Wall Street Bets subreddit mixed disbelief and excitement. Memes about trillion-dollar fantasies sit alongside sober hosts asking whether the underlying math supports a public market valuation. That makes it useful because the crowd spots both hype and tactical data points. One recurring theme was skepticism about treating every available dollar as a realistic target, and another was caution on revenue quality. Enterprise contracts that look big on paper can be thin after implementation and support. Practically, if Anthropic launches a roadshow using that TAM number, public investors should insist on clear walk-forward metrics: how many paying enterprise customers, retention rates by cohort, list pricing versus realized price, and proof the product reduces client costs or increases revenue materially. If those don't show up in filings, the $30 trillion line becomes a press release flourish rather than an investable thesis. Now, shift from dollar math to courtroom math, a different sort of precedent that could reshape privacy choices. In a case that has rippled through the technology subreddit and privacy communities, a U.S. citizen named Samuel Tunick was indicted after his phone erased itself at a U.S. airport when he handed the device to Customs and Border Protection and entered what prosecutors say was a duress pen. Federal authorities have charged him under 18 U.S.C. Section 2232A, a statute that criminalizes destroying property to frustrate a lawful seizure and carries up to 5 years in prison. The device at the center of the case was a Google Pixel running Graphene OS, and the defense, and many privacy advocates, say the so-called duress pen is a design security feature to protect sensitive keys and sources, routinely recommended for journalists and activists.
This is one of those stories where the legal question is both narrow and huge. Narrow, did the defendant intentionally delete evidence in a way that obstructed law enforcement? Huge, should the use of modern privacy tools be criminalized at the border? The border search doctrine gives customs broad powers to inspect electronic devices entering the country, but courts and advocates have been pushing back on warrantless, invasive searches of phones for years. Tunick's lawyers argue agents lacked authority to seize and inspect in the way they did, and that he was denied access to counsel. Prosecutors say the deliberate use of a deletion pin crossed a line into obstruction. Which way the courts go could set a precedent about whether defensive security behaviors are protected or punishable. There are technical specifics that matter and that the judge will need to understand. Graphene OS's duress pin is not a superficial trick. It is built to erase cryptographic keys in a way that makes data unrecoverable, not merely hidden. Experts in the thread and privacy advocates pointed to that design and warned the prosecution could chill the adoption of tools that many rely on to protect sources, health data, and political speech. On the other side, law enforcement officials point to scenarios where devices can hide contraband evidence that the state claims it has the right to inspect. That clash, defensive digital hygiene versus investigatory authority, is now live in court.
If you track practical fallout, here are concrete things to watch. First, whether the court accepts the government's characterization of deleted cryptographic keys as destruction under the statute. Second, any evidentiary rulings that limit or broaden CBP's device search authority at ports of entry. And third, whether the case spurs legislative responses or agency rulemaking clarifying traveler rights. Redditors have already been trading advice. Minimize sensitive data when traveling, consider hardware compromises, or use Faraday containment for devices. But those are stopgaps, not solutions for journalists and dissidents who regularly cross borders. A conviction in a high-profile prosecution would almost certainly chill the use of specialized privacy features and could push developers to redesign tools, or to document them in ways that attract legal scrutiny. Both the Anthropic TAM claim and the Tunick prosecution point at a single theme. Enormous technological change is colliding with old legal frameworks and investor psychology, and the outcomes will shape what tools and business models are safe, credible, and ultimately valuable in public markets and public life. Which matters more next year? The market buying trillion-dollar AI stories, or the courts limiting the digital privacy tools that make modern reporting and organizing possible? I'm Alex Morgan. Thanks for listening to Debug the Hype.